Deputy General Secretary of the NDC, Kofi Adam, says the party is committed to peace and stability. The party is also ready to accept the verdict of the Supreme Court. Mr. Adams also asked all to exercise the highest sense of decorum and show respect for individuals and institutions, especially the Supreme Court. He warned that the party will crack the whip on members who break its code of conduct.
Our party has had the courage and has done so. And that is why sometimes publicly, when members of our party do things that we feel touch on sensitive things that may affect the unity of this country and its progress, you have seen leadership come out to condemn it and also speak about it publicly. You remember one time some members of our party had some problem with their church and their church leadership for doing certain things that they thought was not right and was against the interests of their party. What happened? The president of this republic, who is the leader of the party, came out publicly and said, ceasefire, get out there and then apologize to your people and get back and continue doing what you are supposed to do to serve the interests of your church. Quite recently, when it came to the naming of some facilities and the AMA chief executive did what he did, the president himself, he did not send anybody to that go and do it on my behalf. He publicly apologized and also went to the residence of the person involved together with the person who, in quote, allegedly did something offended this industrious woman to actually apologize and carry on from there. This is the track record of the NDC.
The Supreme Court contempt case against Sir John and Hobson Adoy might have influenced the actions and thoughts of the NPP and NDC to foster national unity and cohesion after the verdict. Don't you agree?
Like I have told you, that has always been the commitment of the NDC. If you look around countries, and I'm sure with the behavior of some persons, if they were in charge and this petition was taking place, I don't think that our members who would have been challenging or who would have put themselves together possibly to engage in activities like let my vote count and all the things that were being done would have been saved by now. But we have safeguarded the life of every Ghanaian and given them their right to be able to speak, and we are committed to that because we are in government and we will continue to do so.
Kofi Adams is a Deputy General Secretary of the NDC. The chairman of the New Patriotic Party, NPP, Jacob Echebi Lamte, says the party has consistently showed that it's committed to peace. He said over the years it has showed by word and deed that peace is a prerequisite to developing in freedom. Speaking on Behind the News, Mr. Obeche Bilamte said the calls for peace can be meaningful only if there's justice. He asked the media to avoid sensationalism and not allow inflammatory statements on the airwaves. Mr. Obeche Bilamte emphasized the need for healthy debate.
I don't think we really need to send a huge message because the NPP has consistently obeyed the laws. NPP has consistently been a party for peace. In 2012, we knew from the reports that we were getting that we had been robbed. We had the opportunity, the party had wanted to go out and rampage like I've done in many other African countries. We didn't. We decided as a party to go to the courts to seek redress, to strengthen the democracy of this country.
Well, you've pledged to ensure peace and stability of the country, but one would ask, do you have the courage to discipline anyone who may fall foul of the party's disciplinary code?
We've always supported law abiding. What we have constantly been shouting for is that there should be justice. Justice is the true base for peace. Let's have justice in this country and you will find that the country will always be a peaceful country.
What about people who make loose talks or intemperate language on political platforms or radio platforms?
People talk in all sorts of ways, thinking that they are clever or they are showing themselves to be very macho or very strong. You know, we will try to keep such people off our platforms. If you say it once, then you warn them that if you say it again, you will not be allowed to speak on our platforms again. But the radio stations and things, they must also exercise the same sort of system. They must also stop people from saying things. If a radio station feels that it's getting more listeners by encouraging people to say outrageous things, then all of us should discourage that radio station. And the first way to do it is to not listen.
Chairman of the NPP, Jacob Echebi Lamte. The CDD has asked political parties to go beyond rhetoric and disown members who offend the law. Speaking to Radio Ghana, the program manager, Paul Abrampa, said if political parties are able to do that, it will send a strong signal to supporters that parties don't condone wrongdoing.
You could hear from both chairmen that if any person from their divide does anything untoward, they are going to disown the fellow. That is what we've been asking for over the years. And the public disowning and condemnation of wrongdoing is what is good for democracy. It's not just commitment, verbal commitment, and the symbolic gestures.
But delving deeper into the peace pact that was signed in Kumasi, would you say that pact really worked?
Well, yes and no. Yes and no, because there were issues that we catalogued during our electoral observation. And you realize that in all the regions that we had problems, sometimes you have a field report that 1, 2, 3 issues have happened here, 2 or 4 people have been arrested. The same political parties that were to pledge the commitment are the people who fight for their release. And when you look into about the third page of our conclusion, we said that it looks as if political parties, especially the 2 major parties, have formed committees who just go about bailing or releasing their people who have wronged the system and they have been arrested. And it went on and on and on and on. And you see that there was no practicality to the commitment, verbal commitment that they pledged for. That's why I'm saying, yes, the timing is not good, but if, only if, what they pledged. I heard my uncle Komlenge saying that if any member of his political party does something against the legal proceedings or the legal framework of the country, his party is going to disown the fellow. That's some of the things that we are waiting to see. If that happens, then it will discourage people in the constituencies who do something and believe that if I do anything, my party officials will come and bail me.
Paul Abrampa is program manager of the CDD.